Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It's a Sunday morning right across Australia. This is your Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
It's good to be here, Joe Stanley, on this beautiful Sunday. And thank you very much if you've joined in on this next 2 hours of okayness.
What are you going to do today? I'm going to go for a run straight after this and do some training in the park because I am doing Mudderella. Right.
Mudderella.
Which is like an obstacle
dirty
course. Yeah, one of those muddy
tough mudder
courses.
Things.
Well, this is tough mudder for ladies.
Can't women do tough lady tough mudder? Is that a men's
course,
thing?
Of course, but it's just too hard for me.
Is it done in heels?
Tough mudder is like 30Ks, I think, is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty
maybe.
Tough.
Maybe, and Mudderella is 10Ks.
Oh.
And I went to a training session and they said, you know what, if you find that the obstacle's too hard for you, you can just go around it. Oh. And I've gone, yes! This is how I am going to step into my power.
That sounds like a Canadian army approach to like doing an obstacle course. Hey, bro, it can be pretty tough, so you can just go around it if you want. That
was
Irish.
Scottish.
That
was
Irish.
You're a leprechaun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm doing the exact opposite of what you're doing.
Mm.
So I will absorb into my couch. I will become one with it. And my girlfriend's going back home tomorrow.
You've had a lovely couple of weeks with her.
Couple of weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
So we'll probably ruin it, get into a fight.
But we're going to talk about what you're wearing very soon, actually, because there's something in that.
Yes.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
All right. This is Dog Decision. Segment, I've called it. Am I performing a dog act or a fun, friendly, lol boyfriend thing?
Okay.
So, my girlfriend's from Brizzy, as I am, but we're down in Melbourne at the moment, and she's visiting me for 2 weeks. So we've been spending a bit of time together, getting to know each other within the boundaries of living together, as opposed to doing the fly-in, fly-out relationship
stuff.
Sure,
and you have quite a small loft apartment.
Oh, good sir. I don't have a door on my toilet. It is very, very small.
You really are getting to know each other.
Yes. We've broached all levels of intimacy right now. Everything we've touched on, including the cheeky spew.
Oh, a tidy spew.
Yep. Okay. So my girlfriend, she's a lovely, lovely young lass, but she has no self-control when it comes to eating.
Oh.
None. Because she's blessed with that 21-year-old metabolism.
Sure.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember it.
They were good days.
You couldn't eat enough. And still, somehow, you are your live, svelte self. Ooh, yes.
Tell you what.
It lasts till about, I reckon, 28, 24? 29. Oh, for me, it was 28, 29. Yeah.
Oh, I'm 29 right now. And it ended a while ago. So we went out to this little restaurant, Smith & Daughters. Fantastic restaurant. And she's a vegan, too. Mm. Right? So a lot of people think, oh, vegans, they can't eat too much. Ooh, riddle me this.
Okay.
She went through about 3 mains and 2 entrees.
Oh, gee, too many tubs of chickpeas.
No, well, yeah, there was that and some, I don't know, a whole bunch of other stuff. Really good stuff there. But she ate too much. She got home and she's sitting there going, I'm feeling a bit crook. And I'm like, all right, I ate a bit too. That's all good. We're adults here.
Yeah.
It's not like we eat so much we spew. Oh, wait, no, that is exactly what's happening.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, I think I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, you're 20. You're in your 20s. You know that.
Oh my god! She's that's like, what my cat does.
I know. That's what dogs do. there's a valve that they don't have.
Yeah.
Humans, we have that valve.
Yeah.
So she's going. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to. And she ran to the bathroom, 4 feet away.
make it?
She wasn't far to go. And then she just starts going crazy.
Oh dear.
And I've got long hair, right? Mm. I'm a guy with long hair, and I know what it's like.
Mm.
And I'm like, hold on. Let's really solidify how good of a boyfriend I am. And I go in there and hold her hair back.
Oh, it's so romantic.
That is a good thing, isn't it?
It is.
But I also think it's kind of funny. So I sort of live tweet the whole her spewing and take a bunch of photos.
Uh-huh.
That's funny, isn't it?
No, it's a bit embarrassing.
I mean, though.
You don't want the whole world to know that you're hucking your guts up.
It needs to be a certain amount of punishment for not knowing when to stop eating, Joe.
Yeah, but you...
Oh, no! That is not a dog act!
Sure has called it.
Mate, I thought you'd be on my side!
Unless you're about to play the Baja Man, I'm assuming.
Mate, the dogs will let out, let me tell you.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
This is your Weekend Breakfast, and during the week, Joe, you and I caught up with a very talented man.
That's right, because Utopia is back on our screens, so we were lucky enough to have a chat with Rob Sitch.
Now, it would have been hard to turn on your TV in the last probably 20 years without seeing this man in one of his shows. He writes, he directs, he stars in all of these above. And at the moment, the second series of his hit show, Utopia, premiered on Wednesday night on the NBC. It's also on Netflix. We're very lucky to be joined by Mr. Rob Sitch.
Hello, Shura. That's actually the same intro as Scott Cam's, believe it or not.
We just cut and paste.
Yeah. We don't have the researchers to do, you know, extra work here, Rob. It is very lovely.
And I reckon in a few years it'll be Hoppo from Bondi Rescue as well.
Yeah, that's right.
No doubt. Rob, it's so great to chat with you and congratulations on a second season for Utopia.
Thank you. It took us, believe it or not, it's sort of 8 episodes, which doesn't seem like very much, but it takes us about 7 or 8 months, and then you wake up and realise I could have just got cat videos off the YouTube.
Ah, yeah, isn't that hurtful? How do you not take that personally?
No, you've got to wear that one.
Yeah, that's true. But I did want to ask, Rob, I loved the first season, but with the way the ABC is these days, and we all know that their budgets are ever decreasing, was there any time, despite how awesome that first season was, is there a time where it's kind of touch and go whether you're going to get a second season?
Well, it is, but you know what? You know you're a chance when they run out of Antiques Roadshow. So.
It's lovely to see some really interesting storylines and great writing and also some different talent. Like, you know, interesting, you've gone to the younger generation of comedians with you guys as well. And so we've got people like Luke McGregor and Kitty Flanagan and Toby Truslove and Celia Piccola who are all amazing and should be on our tellies a bit more.
Yes, yeah, so that's interesting you say that, Joe, because we rarely audition. We just approach people. And so Ed Cavalli, who's a old friend of mine, said to me once, oh, there's this boy that's come from Hobart called Luke McGregor. You should, you know, keep an eye out for him. And so we contacted him and said, look, the next project along, would you be interested? And it was as simple as that. And but the funny thing was, Luke's about 12.
Yes, and he's so sweet.
But when you talk with other comedians, I feel like they're exactly the same as me. But then occasionally I turn to Luke and I go, hey, Luke, what are you talking to me like I'm 30 years older than you?
Because you are.
Because I am. but I didn't, you know, I haven't been paying attention on that front for a while.
Yeah, no,
and then
I know.
I looked at the diary one day and I said, hang on, no wonder he talks to me like that.
It sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Age?
You know, if you're a sports person, you sort of hit mid-30 and they take your toys away from you. But fortunately with comedy, you can hang around with the young set.
Yes. Yes, you can if you can keep up. Rob, you might not be aware that this is not the first time that Shura Taft has actually interviewed you.
It's very true.
He wasn't a police officer in a former life.
No. Well, no.
Actually, when I was in year 8 at school, one of our teachers, Greg Ross, you may or may not know,
He
brought us, well, I had a little television show at school, and he brought me and my friend who were making the show to the set of Frontline, which I can tell you was ahead of its time. And we interviewed you back when I would have been 13 years old. So it's lovely to hear your voice again 20 years later.
Now you can tell tales out of school.
That's right, exactly right. You're still the very best. And we thank you because for almost single-handedly keeping comedy afloat on television in Australia with all the things you've done. And Utopia is fantastic. Season 2 on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on ABC.
Thanks, Shura. Just quickly, did you get an A for that assignment?
I think I may have failed that. No. It was a TV show. We passed with flying colours. Thanks, Rob.
Good on you.
Thanks
for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It is Sunday morning. It is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And Michael's already laughing for some reason himself, probably.
You know when you just have an idea and you're like, oh, that sounds funny. And you decide to commit to it, and then you sort of come time to do it, and you're like, well, I don't know how this is going to play out. It is Sunday today, and I love a good pun. So we're trying to do this.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Today we do puns.
Oh, my God, Michael.
Yeah, that's right. It's pun day, bloody pun day, ladies and gentlemen.
You are dragging me into this against my will.
I'm not even good at puns. I don't know. I just thought,
I can
do one, but not great.
I'm terrible at puns. Well, I don't even really. Half the time people pun me and I'm like, what?
Eh?
Oh, that was a joke. Sorry.
You wake up at 2 a.m. and be like,
yes.
They did the lowest form of humour. Yeah. Very good.
Well, so why are we doing this?
Well, look, we just decided to pick a story that we wanted to talk about and talk about it in a fun way, including puns. And today there's a story about emotional eating, how your feelings can change your taste buds.
Okay.
It's all about food. So we decided to just chat, just food chat with puns.
All right,
so you guys talk. If you hear this sound,
you've
said a pun.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so they're talking all about the validity of food and how blah, 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 how emotions affect it.
Well, that is surprising.
Don't know if food is friend or foe.
Oh.
Vietnamese joke there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's at stake when you talk about this?
I think they're milking it a bit, to be honest. Jesus.
That's excellent.
Look, these scientists have been to Tuniversity and they've got degrees.
Let us see it.
Hey, if you want to fit into a fettuccine weenie little bikini on the weekend, you got to hold off the food.
I think you're fishing for compliments.
Hey! Yeah. Look, food, obviously, emotion matters. You could be feeling great, like if it's Sherbert Day. Or you could be feeling sad if you've been to a tuneral.
That's tuna twice. That's right.
I don't care, honestly. I mean, I'm out, I think. Hang on, let me think.
Are you out of time?
Let me rehash that.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
Now, all I have to say is you can't knock it till you try it. Knocky? Joke?
Okay.
Knocky till you try it, yeah.
Let's put that one in the pasta.
I think this whole idea was mistake.
Mistake! Finish it off with a dip. So can we agree to never do this again? No, there was no time.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
I think I read somewhere that one of the main reasons that couples, long-term couples particularly, argue is about differences in sex drive or differences in who's more satisfied.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a tough one too because it's base, very base level.
Yeah, well, in a moment I have, based on research, a surefire way you can sort that out. And fellas, you can get a little bit more action.
Oh, listen in.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Sunday morning used to be a traditional lie-in time for me.
Yes. Be a traditional regret every decision I've made in the last 12 hours for me.
Sometimes it can be connected.
Sometimes they have a special kindred bond.
Yeah, that's true. But until my daughter came along, it was very much a romantic time for my husband and I.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that leads me to this particular report that I read during the week, that if you want to maintain a healthy sexual relationship.
Sexual.
with your long-term partner,
yeah.
Right? Research has shown that couples where they share the bulk of the housework,
yeah,
and the childcare, they have a much healthier and report a much more satisfied relationship than couples where one partner does the bulk of the work. They have, it's been proven, much less healthy sex life.
I would agree with that. And look, I know I'm not in a long-term relationship. I'm, you know, brand new relationship. Mm. But Ellie, my girlfriend's been staying at home with me, and I get home and she sort of cleaned the house up a bit.
Mm.
And then I do all the cooking.
Mm.
And it just creates this nice little symbiotic relationship.
You feel like a team.
You feel like a team.
That's nice.
And in long-term relationships, I know I'm only short-term, so it probably doesn't count. But I look over and I go, oh, geez, you've made this easy. Geez, you've helped out. And it's not based on physical things, but it gets you going.
Well, for me, I would rather a man who can fold some laundry rather than do 300 push-ups.
That's 250 more than anyone needs to do.
Whatever. My point is, I walk into a room and if the place has been vacuumed, or if you honestly can clean my bathroom.
Slip off the pants, little girl.
Because I'm tired. And if you're taking more work off me, then that means I have more time, more interest and less exhaustion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be more into it.
Yeah, here's it. Riddle me this, Joe Stanley. Yeah. You're coming home. You're going up to the bedroom. You get up there. He's done laundry. He's put on the fitted sheet by himself.
Yeah.
That's good.
But if he's changed the doona cover.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm suddenly
very hot under the collar.
Right. And you know what actually I find to be quite romantic?
Yeah.
Putting on a fitted sheet, two of you. Helping
together.
Each other out.
Yeah.
And then someone holding open the doona case.
The doona cover is the one. Okay.
The doona cover. That is a team bonding. And what? We finished doing the work. We're next to a bed.
Mm.
Hello, little darling.
Yeah. We'll have to make it again. 13, 10, 60. Do you agree? Do you think there are other things that are much more attractive than, say, your traditional being hot, being, you know, fit, being good looking? Would you rather someone who helps out around the house? Is that what gets you going? Or helps out with the kids? My God.
Domestication is what we're looking for.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60. Give us a call.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Some people may be, you never know, cleaning up their houses right now, Joe Stanley.
Sunday morning, I would say, is traditionally a housework kind of time.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And guys, I reckon if you want to get any action tonight, I'd be helping out right now.
Unless you live by yourself and nobody will know. So then you can live in your squalor pit.
Because I read this research that comes from 900 couples were surveyed, and it turns out that those with the most satisfied relationship are the ones that share the load,
so to speak,
with housework and childcare.
Cool. Yeah,
Sandra, what do you think? Do you think having a partner that helps out makes him more attractive?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I've been married twice, and with my first husband, very, very helpful around the house. Fantastic, made for a great relationship. Mm. So there's no doubt about it. Makes life so much easier for both of you. And I think more than anything, you feel appreciated, and that's why
that's
you're quite
true.
happy to, you know, you're happier in other
canoodle.
Aspects of your life.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
And that's not to say that we're withholding relations
as though we're
sort of the gatekeepers of, you know, we're going to hand it out as some kind of reward. And, you know, we want it, we love it as well, but it's just about whether I'm in the mood for it.
Well, you've got time for it.
Whether you're tired, whether you've got time for it, whether you feel you're satisfied in all other aspects of your relationship,
you know
that happens naturally.
You know what it is, Sandra? It shows that they respect your time and they respect you as a person, I find, as well.
This is
and
good.
Vice versa, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But you also show you respect theirs, so therefore then you end up with a whole lot more time to do what you want to do.
Love Get down and dirty!
Good on you, Sandra. Lisa. Do you think having a partner that does an equal amount of work makes him more attractive?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Is it the fact that they're doing stuff while you're busy working, or is it like you like them doing it in front of you? What gets Lisa hot under the collar?
For me, it's just that if he's doing work, he's helping me out, so it kind of gives us more time together and showing that he's caring about me. So yeah.
We all know what more time together means. We know what that means.
Uh-huh.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Thank you very much for joining us. We have a lovely second half of the show for you.
Oh my gosh, you sound like my mother.
No, I'd be more condescending.
You're probably right.
But you chose to wear that sweater today, Joe? Okay.
Well, you are wearing a parachute tracksuit. Like a shiny...
I'm a Florida retired 78-year-old Jewish woman walking down the street.
You do
need weights in your hands.
You look very much like what I used to see get off the Spirit of Tasmania in Melbourne.
I love going on a walking tour, love.
Yeah,
can we go see the sights of Docklands? So much to see and do.
Anyway, why don't you call now 131060 for the faux shiz quiz? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, why
don't
not me,
you do
but you listening right now. Do it.
Being a part of it, I'm sure, will make your day.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Well, it would have been a Sunday morning on your Weekend Breakfast if we didn't do this.
Faux shiz.
It is the Fishies quiz. I love it. It's my favourite Sunday morning.
You don't love it. We love it. Australia loves it, Joe.
Just random questions about what's been going on during the week. Going on.
Going on.
Simone. Hi, Simone.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us for the Fishies quiz. Again, we have no prizes for you, but I sense in your voice you don't mind.
No, I don't care. Just a bit of fun.
It's glory, Simone. That's what we're chasing on a Sunday morning. Glory.
All right. Well, I've gone with a theme this week, actually, Simone.
Okay.
All of the questions this week are in relation to people that Taylor Swift has had as a guest on stage with her.
Oh.
Gosh, I have no idea.
Well, don't worry. It's every single celebrity ever, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, and I reckon you'll go okay, all right? So let's start with this first question. This guest on stage is a lesbian talk show host.
I'm guessing it's Ellen.
Do we have a grab?
Tough. Yeah, no grab. But
oh, yeah, you don't need one. Right?
I'm pretty sure that says everything.
There you go. Sorted.
Okay, there you go. See, it's that simple.
Can you make it a bit more specific next time, Joe?
Yeah, I know. I should, shouldn't I?
Whose name begins with E and ends in Ellen.
All right. Name one Friends star that has appeared on stage with Taylor.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yes, you're quite right.
It's not even the big one, too.
No. Lisa Kudrow also got up on stage and sang Smelly Cat with her, which was pretty awesome. I know. And they've also had, you know, she's had those two Friends stars and in the same week, Alanis Morissette. I'm telling you, she could have got on stage with a packet of 2 minute noodles and that would have been my 20s right there.
It sounded a bit like this. Was Lisa Kudrow right there.
Yeah, it was amazing. Okay, you've done very well. Mm. Let me get, I have to get a harder one then perhaps.
I know.
Simone's confident.
Try and trick me.
Okay. A bit of sass there.
All right. This guest is an 18-year-old hit singer from New Zealand.
Oh.
Ah, is it Lord?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't trick Simone, Jo.
I know.
See, I know my stuff.
You do. I don't know. I've got one spare one because you've done so well.
Right. Give her a real hard one.
This could be the first person ever to get four right in the fish quiz.
Yeah.
Come on, then you've got
to
give me something.
She's hungry for something.
I like it.
This guest, this is too easy. World number one female tennis champion. That's too easy.
No, actually, I don't know.
No, what?
World number
one. I don't know who that is. Is it Venus?
Oh, Venus? It's Serena.
No, it's the other Serena. Sister.
Oh,
of course.
It was the sister.
Hey, guys, sorry. I'm pointing to our producer. No, the car. We're not going to give the car away today, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh, mate. It's true.
Brand. So close.
What are we going to do with that Lamborghini? Yeah, it's kind of tough that we can't give that away.
Sorry, Simone.
That's okay.
Simone, if you were to name anyone that might get up with Taylor Swift in Australia, who would it be?
I would have to say Warwick Kappa.
Oh, yeah.
Just coming from behind and doing a specky off her back.
Warwick Kappa, mate.
Oh, I love it.
You win on a Sunday, yep. Simone. Well done.
Thank you,
Simone.
Weekend Breakfast
with Jo and Michael.
Sometimes the quest for knowledge can ruin people's lives.
Oh.
Sometimes the quest for greatness, the search for enlightenment can I guess, fray the edges of a relationship.
Okay, you're suggesting ignorance is bliss.
Well, I more mean striving for better things in your work life,
uh-huh.
Maybe staying a bit later, working a bit harder. Sometimes that can be the downfall of a relationship.
Oh, sure.
And I had the first taste of that this week. I look to break barriers. I'm a trailblazer in the food industry.
Push the boundaries.
You are.
I do push the boundaries.
Some would say you're a mad genius.
Some would also say that I'm a disgusting fool and I shouldn't do those things. I have a night show that I do and I always do lots of little fun food challenges.
Mm.
And this week we saw for International Peace Day, that's going to be on the 21st of September, I believe, Big Burger King, which is Hungry Jack's in Australia, they did a tweet saying, "Hey Maccas, let's bury the axe, let's make the McWhopper. Join the Big Mac and the Whopper together."
I see.
In celebration of International Peace Day.
I love that. It just represents, you know, two opposition sides coming together as one.
It's relatable.
They wrote an open letter to McDonald's.
Maccas have gone, no, thanks, mate. Sorry, you've got the idea first. You're going to get all the press for it. We say no to it.
I can't kind of see their point of view there.
So can I. It's a little bit jerkish, but yeah, you get that. Like if they had a meeting behind closed doors and come out together, that would have been good. So anyway, as a fat idiot, I decided, you know what? I am going to create this myself.
Sure. Who needs the actual people? Businesses?
I know.
You can go and buy them.
I can get a Whopper. I can get a Big Mac.
Yes.
I can join them together.
How would you do that?
Well, just by a disgusting process of opening them up and sloppily putting bits together.
All right. Okay.
But I took it one step further.
Mm.
Because they're saying the two most popular burgers in the world, Whopper, Big Mac. But I say, no, in Australia, there's a third party.
What is it?
It's got to be a Zinger.
Is that? From KFC?
Yeah, from KFC. Oh, okay.
You don't discriminate, do you?
I do not discriminate.
Well, I know you love KFC.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please. And a Zinger has gotten me through more hangovers and more tough times than a Big Mac and a Whopper have.
Does a Zinger have like a chili effect?
It's got a slight spice to it, which we found out probably wasn't the perfect way. So we built this burger, the Zinger McWhopper, right? Built, stayed late at work, building it, filming it. It was, you know, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
And we've eaten it.
Yeah.
Split it in half. I've eaten it. Not the greatest. There's probably a reason why it hasn't been done before. A, chicken and beef together in a burger.
Oh, no.
You know what? God probably didn't intend us to eat those two animals at once.
Well, they're separated in the farmyard.
Yeah, well, so
let's
they
keep
should
them that way.
Separated on the plate. Yeah. I think that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
So I've gotten home a bit later. Girlfriend, she's been waiting at home, you know, playing some music, doing whatever, and she's feeling quite amorous.
Oh, she's alone in this town with nobody but you.
It's a cold night. She's been snuggled up. She's waiting for Netflix and chill. Mm. She's had the Netflix and the chill's just gotten home.
Yeah.
The chill's not so chilly.
Chill's had too much chilly.
Yeah.
The chill ain't feeling good. And so my quest for the greatest burger in the world has led to the fact that I've had to knock back special times with my girlfriend because I worked too damn hard.
That is against the law of nature.
You should be paid more, mate.
I know! I don't even know what that noise was. I just yelled. So there you go. Just do a 9-to-5. Don't push it any further or you'll lose any privileges at home. That's my tip for you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Jo and Michael.
This is the place you come to hear everything to do with the week on your Weekend Breakfast with Jo Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
That's right. And during the week, I caught up with probably one of my favourite celebrities.
You did?
Not in person.
Oh.
Just via the chat shows in America.
Oh, right. I was about to get angry.
Miley Cyrus, yeah. I caught up with Miley Cyrus.
I'm like, hold on.
You were not invited. she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about the fact that she, she tends to get out nude pretty much, right? She's a vegan nudist.
She a vegan too?
Yes, yeah. So she was on the show wearing nothing on her top other than she had love heart pasties over her nipples.
Glittery nipple tassels.
And with a strange kind of cape over the top to sort of protect her modesty and really just help out the guys in the room because they were all just freaking out, I think. Yeah, particularly Jimmy Kimmel.
You don't know where to look.
Yeah. She likes to be nude.
Good on her, but that's her public thing. Isn't the place.
But then she was asked about going to a nude beach, and this is what she said.
I actually did go to a beach where you're allowed to be nude one time, and it was insane the people that were choosing to be nude.
Yeah, right.
I saw so much. I actually was like, yeah, it was extremely questioning of maybe I may never.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing.
It was
thing.
Terrifying. Gravity is gnarly.
Gravity is gnarly. Thank you, teens.
As someone who is... I'd say 15 years older than Miley. I would say she's correct. Gravity is gnarly. Gravity is not your friend. However, how dare she, who's embracing this crazy kind of free nude culture, suggest that once you hit a certain age and you're not hot anymore, you're not allowed to be nude.
I don't know if she was suggesting age. She was more suggesting body condition.
Well, that as well.
I'm all right with that. There are some people that shouldn't be naked.
You can't say that in a nudist environment.
But
that is like prejudice.
Yeah, because some people have given up. I've given up. I shouldn't be seen naked. And I'm totally cool with that. If I walked to a nudist beach and someone was like, "Oh, you're confident," I'd go, "Fair call." If you're going to get nude, your body is your instrument and you've got to look after it, I assume.
No, because they're all about not the way you look. They're about the way the freedom and the way it feels and how it's just like it just is an equalizer amongst all humans. Once you take clothes off,
no, it's not an equalizer, mate. You've been to a footy locker room? It is not an equalizer. It creates a pecking order of sorts, you could say.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I get it. Well, I'm offended by that because truly, not that I'm going to do this because I don't particularly like being nude. Like the older I get, the more I am covered up. I've considered showering in clothes like I was on Big Brother.
Joe Stanley was never nude. I feel like
I just think it's my right. It shouldn't be about how old I am and how low my boobs sag.
Oh, yeah, and you've got, and God bless the dangly bits all around Australia. But she, what's her name? Miley's 21, 22. That's the age you're naked. That's how it is. You have that age, you get naked, you do your thing, you get older. Yeah, it doesn't look as great, but you're smarter and you're wiser and you've got better things going on.
You don't care as much, so you just let it hang out.
Yeah, that definitely. Well, if my dad's anything to go by, you do not care as much.
I think it's our right to be... I can't believe I'm saying that.
There you go. Joe Stanley, get naked.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
No, a bit of a weekly wrap coming up. And this week, for the very first time, collab.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had my girlfriend hang around at my place for 2 weeks, so I got her to come in and sing for it as well.
Oh,
paid
cute.
Or unpaid?
Well, free rent.
Is she a singer?
She is.
Oh,
a bit
awesome.
Of a singer. Well, I don't want to blow her trumpet up too much. Oh. She might have been struggling today.
Oh, don't.
It was the day she had her lips done, so she had to try and sing with these inflated lips. It was the... Anyway, that'll be coming up next.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear it.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
It's your Weekend Breakfast, Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge, and you've already sold to the people of Australia. This is a different week for you with a weekly wrap.
It is. I've had my girlfriend come stay with me for 2 weeks, and she hasn't been working, so I decided to get her up. Get her on her feet, make her do something.
Make her pay for a keep.
Yeah, earn her way. Mm. And I got her to collaborate with me on the weekly wrap this week.
So this is a Jay-Z Beyonce type affair.
Oh, cute.
I do see myself as a bit of a Beyonce. Thank you very much. and you know what? I did a bit of a throwback too. The track we're using this week is a little bit of Will Smith.
Okay.
A little bit of Men in Black.
Nice, oh, nice.
Yeah, good time for a collab.
If you've got sharp ears, Michael's girlfriend is on this weekly wrap.
Mm.
Here comes the weekly wrap.
Yeah, it does, girl, damn. What? No, anyway. The news, it's here, it's a topical treat. And I wrap the news that affects the street. First, let's chat about the Victoria Police. Demanding ID, thinking we're all thieves. But you know that online said we won't have it. And the Border Patrol decided to scrap it. Now we have a chat about Usain Bolt. Cameraman took him out, but it ain't his fault.
Here comes the weekly wrap.
Yeah, it does.
One day you're on hiatus.
Wait, no, that, man, that's my news. You just sing the hits. And yes, 1D, they're calling it quits. Harry Styles probably said that the band was over. Zayn's already gone. He'd be saying it's all just turning. Let's talk the facts about the feelings. Number people sharing theirs on Facebook. Just hit a billion. New South Wales Premier done like a gay baby. Maybe time to quit thinking gays are like a case of rabies. But we can't hear yous. We're fearless. You sound like my dad after too many beers. It's the MEP. That's Michael Edward Beveridge, baby. You know that's me. What? No, there's no Galaxy Defending, babe. It's literally just a weekend breakfast show. Just wrap up, topical wrap up. Anyway.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
Well, for the last time this morning, it's your Weekend Breakfast, Joe, Michael. Joe, you've already told everyone what you were doing with your day
yes,
today.
Yes, yeah.
I can't ask you again, can we?
No, I'm just going to exercise. It's not exciting.
I'm going to be a fat mess.
Yeah, what do you think, Shira?
Yeah,
Shira. Somewhere in between fat mess and exercising.
Oh, family stuff, seeing my nephews and niece. Like to sit, catch up with them, see what they're doing.
Yeah. How old are they?
Six, eight, nine.
You should know that.
5, 7, 9.
No. Oh, actually, I was about to say, I don't know any of my cousins' ages, but nieces and nephews.
Yeah, no, 5, 7, 9. She just had her birthday last week. I should really know that.
What a dud uncle.
I didn't even get a present yet.
Ah, what? Uncle presents are the best.
I've been away.
Guess who's not the cool uncle?
Sure. They call me Uncle Pooper.
Okay, well, that's a whole other story. Look at that. We've got to go.
Cool, I'll see you guys later.
See you next week.
Weekend Breakfast. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge.
Weekend Breakfast.